You're listening to the podcast of American Women's Wrestling.
What is up, wrestling friends? This is Derek Lewandowski, and you are watching American Women's Wrestling Radio live on Facebook. And I am here with two young wrestling stars, Kennedy and Karina Blades. Welcome, girls. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Kennedy has been a three-time Fargo champion, a cadet world team member. Everybody relax. It's going to take a while to get through her accolades. She's wrestled in Japan, Sweden, Russia, Estonia, and Austria. She's defeated multiple world medalists and world champions. As a youth, she won Tulsa Nationals, Cliff Keen Preseason Nationals, and she was the only girl ever to win Illinois States against the boys. And also recently, the first ever female national prep champion. Wow, that's a lot, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Did you know you did all that?
I forgot. I knew it, but I forgot.
Karina was a 2019 Fargo champion. She's been a three-time national champion, and this last year, a Pan Am champion and a U15 world champion. Both girls are currently ranked number one in USA Wrestling's rankings. So, wow, what does it feel like to be superheroes, girls?
It feels good.
But if you could be any superhero, okay? And, like, you could pick a guy, too, but it could be, like, the woman version of the superhero. What superhero would you be?
I really like The Flash. He's, like, one of my favorites. Definitely Flash, probably.
Flash?
That would I guess I can pick.
Yeah, it would.
I could be Quicksilver. My tortoise is named Quicksilver.
Oh, yeah. Is that like in the Flash world? Is Quicksilver one of the Flash
characters? Wait, no, I think he's Marvel.
Yeah, he's Marvel, but he died in like the first Avengers.
Well, and did you hear that the actor for the Flash just passed away, the guy on Netflix, the young guy?
Barry Allen? We really?
In real life.
Oh, I did not know
that. I did not hear that. That's so sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. So, I see you girls are doing what all of us are doing. You're in your homes. You're in your rooms. So, what's it been like for you in the quarantine?
A lot of schoolwork for sure. Definitely miss we miss our friends. So, but I guess we have each other. So, I mean, it's different still.
It just gives us a lot of time to focus on school, our online school, getting our assignments done. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
So you're doing online classes with Wyoming SEM.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are your favorite courses? Good chance that your academic teachers are not watching. So what's your favorite class? What's your least favorite class?
My favorite class is biology, but she's been giving us a lot of work lately. And my least favorite is Spanish. No, history, actually. One of those. I don't know.
My favorite is probably algebra 2, and my least favorite is definitely history.
You like algebra?
Yeah, it's fun.
Wait, are you like an analytical mind? Is that how you approach wrestling too?
I don't think so.
Like going into matches, you're not like thinking of tactics and like angles and, or are you just going out?
Just wrestle.
Kind of just go out there, yeah.
Now, Kennedy, you said your biology teacher's, doing a lot of, giving you a lot of homework. So is she like, all right, go out in the field and like capture a woodchuck and then put it in formaldehyde for 3 days and dissect it, like that kind of stuff?
No, we do like a lot of like these labs online, and then we have to do these worksheets, and then like on Fridays we don't, it's like tech free day, and she's like the only one that gives us.
What are you doing for lab? What are you doing in your labs right now?
We're just learning about DNA and RNA and stuff. So, like, we're It's kind of like it's not really online lab. I don't know. It's really confusing, and I just know it's a lot of work, so.
All right, well, you know, we've got a number of people now. I see our live feed is getting, you know, a lot of people, you know, coming in and listening. So we would all like to know something about biology. What are you learning about? Tell me something you're learning biology right now. We're all quarantined. We all need to improve our, you know, our academics here, so.
Well, I mean, there's 46 chromosomes in humans. And we get 23 each from our parents' cells.
Okay.
Can we? Yeah.
Now, what, remind me, do you know, like, what chromosomes are dominant, like, blue eyes, brown eyes, green eyes? Do you know all that stuff yet?
Yeah, that was our last unit, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how are you staying in shape during the quarantine? What are you doing to work out?
Just a lot of like running and lifting a lot, doing a lot of lifting. And yeah, just because Gwenna would have been a perfect partner, but she's still recovering.
Yeah.
And
Karina, you're recovering?
Yes, I just got cleared to run. So I've been going on runs, pretty often. So, and then just like leg and ab workouts.
So what injury are you recovering from?
I had surgery on my shoulder. I had a tear in my labrum I had surgery in January.
Wow. Where did that happen?
World team trials last.
Last
year. You
just wrestled through.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So that's tough. Like, so you're not only quarantined, but you're sort of, biologically quarantined because of your recovery.
Yeah.
So you're able to run though.
Yes.
Well, that's good. So Kennedy, are you like working out with like a big, what do they call those big wrestling room dummies? You know, this.
Oh, no, not, well, we don't have one. So no, I'm not. Just a lot of lifting with weights. Yeah.
You can make one, you know, if you get like winter coats and like stuff it really thick with clothes and stuff, you can make this big, scary looking like wrestling dummy and just go out there and throw them around, you know?
Yeah, I should try that.
What about your dad, Saul? Does he wrestle?
No, he doesn't wrestle. He just tells me like what to do, like how to work. So.
He's definitely studied a lot of wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Like what, on YouTube and stuff? Just like a fly on the wall at camps and clinics and stuff, like a lot of dads who are invested in the sport. Did he wrestle in high school or college, or were you?
No.
Oh wow, okay, so he's just a student of the sport.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what are you doing for fun right now, you know? I mean, what are you doing to like stay sane? And don't tell me schoolwork is fun, and don't tell me algebra is actually fun.
Well,
TikToks,
right?
TikTok and Netflix.
Yeah.
TikTok.
And spending time with our family. Yeah.
Nice. You know, truth be told, we do this scavenger hunt thing with my family every year on Easter. And my daughter, Esther, do you know her? She's on TikTok too.
Yeah.
Because she's on TikTok, her scavenger hunt was like with TikTok accounts. So I have a TikTok account now.
Really?
Yeah. Is that good or bad? Should I thumbs up, thumbs down on dads having TikTok accounts?
Thumbs up.
Yes, I will tell my family, you put it over the edge because it was like, you know, pretty close and I needed a couple points. So fist bump to you. Thank you for those votes. Now, if you've seen any of our Facebook Live interviews, you know that it's not just an interview. It's sort of a interview / game show, I guess. We try to have fun with our guests and stuff. So we're going to do a segment right now called Who's Better? Okay. Everybody wants to know. I mean, okay, you're 16, Kennedy, and you're 15, Karina. Did I get that right?
Yes.
You're both sophomores. You're both, and you're 10 months apart.
Yes.
Man, You got a lot of slaying to do still in high school. I can't believe it. I mean, Kennedy, you've been like killing people on the map for, I feel like you've been on the scene for the last 2 to 3 years, at least in my world. And you're telling me you've got two more full seasons to go in high school? That's crazy. Okay, anyway, sorry, I'm just thinking out loud. So everybody wants to know who's better at what between you two sisters, okay? So I'm going to keep a running tally, and we're going to see who wins.
Okay.
Here we go. Who's better at dodgeball?
Me?
Yeah, Kennedy, probably.
So that means you have a better arm, right, Kennedy? You can throw it faster?
Yeah.
Or can you do like Matrix stuff, you know, like?
No, not Matrix.
It's just a good arm. Okay. Who's better at Fortnite?
Me.
My sister.
Okay. 1-1. Who's better if you ran a 5K race? I guess who's a better long distance runner?
Probably me. Yeah.
No, I'm not that good at running.
Okay, so we'll give that to Karina. Listen, if you want to solve that, that would help all of us who are watching. So sometime within the next week, if you two would run a 5K race against each other, we would appreciate that. Okay. Who's better at TikTok dancing?
Me.
Yeah. What do you know?
You are correct. Yeah. Okay. Give us your handle. Okay, we all want to go and watch the TikTok dances. So what's your TikTok handle?
It's Blades_sisters.
Blades underscore what?
Sisters, yeah. Okay.
All right. So all of you that are wondering if what she said is true, which would put her up 3-1 in the Who's Better game here, you can go to watch that on TikTok. All right. Who's better at putting your sister's hair and makeup products back when she borrows them?
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Right.
3-2. Karina's up 3-2. Who's better at climbing the rope? Do you even do that?
Climbing? I am.
Yeah, Kennedy. Well, we don't do it anymore, but when we used to do, yeah, Kennedy.
Okay, it is tied, deadlocked at 3. Who's better at singing?
Karina.
Me.
Corina, is that the Latin American correct way of saying your name? Corina?
Corina, yeah. Okay.
Did you want to demonstrate at all, Corina? You don't have to, but...
Okay, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe I'm giving you some homework assignments. You have to maybe do some singing on TikTok, okay? So there's two homework assignments so far. You have to run a 5K against each other, and we need a song from Corina on TikTok. Who's better at putting on makeup? Like if somebody started like an Instagram makeup with who? Kennedy or Karina?
Karina, I think. Because you're good at the eyeliner wing. Yeah.
We don't wear makeup, but yeah.
Have you seen Alex Glaude, the two-time national champion for McKendree? She has a makeup account on Instagram. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her makeup, she's really good at it.
Yeah.
She's a little better than me. I occasionally don't do that. Who's better at remembering names?
Corina.
Okay. What's my name?
Derek.
Hey, Kennedy, you just said she's better and you remembered it. I'm giving the point to Kennedy. I'm not giving it to Karina. What was my son's name that you met a second ago? No points for Karina on that. It's 5-4 Karina though. Okay. Who's better at getting ready quick in the morning or at, you know, for an event?
Me.
Yeah.
Me. Karina?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
6-4 Kennedy, you're down by 2. You're going to need a takedown here.
Yeah.
Who's better at staying happy when cutting weight? Or is that not a thing with you?
I don't think either of us get...
pretty good? You don't become cranky or anything?
I get cranky. I get cranky when I don't eat.
So is this a tie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
7-5. Okay, we're coming into the home stretch here. Kennedy, you're going to need – she's on defense now. You're going to need a takedown to win this. And this is not – there's no criteria wins here like in freestyle. You're going to have to win this outright. Okay, who's better at waking up with the alarm?
Me.
Kennedy? Okay.
No, I
– Wait. No.
I
always turn my alarm off.
No. Yeah, you will not wake up to it. Like, I always have to give you the phone.
No, I wake you up. Okay, we can give it to her.
Yeah, because I'm way better.
No, I'm just being honest.
Right.
I don't know. You both seem pretty confident about this. Dad, Saul, if you're watching this, we need to know tomorrow morning who wakes up to the alarm. Please, if you could let us know that would be great. So that's your first homework assignment from this interview. Okay. Who's better in freestyle?
I don't know.
Probably Kennedy.
I don't know.
Who's better in folk style?
Kennedy.
Me.
How long has it been since you wrestled a folk style match?
Actually a while. No, only 2 years ago, I think. That's pretty long.
Okay, the results are in. Kennedy was not able to get the points she needed in a final flurry of attacks. Karina held her off and wins. Who's better? 8-7. Congratulations.
Oh, dang.
For a prize, my son Jack that you met, whose name you forgot, he is making crayon rings.
Aw, that's like,
you just won a crayon ring. So, congratulations. Okay. Now, Corina, did you know that you beat my daughter Esther at Finger Lakes Wrestling Club duels last fall?
I recognized her on TikTok, and then I remember the picture, like, that was posted, and then I connected it, and I realized.
I didn't know if she was just another of, you know, many in a trail of blood behind
no.
you.
No.
Okay. So, listen, Esther wants a rematch, and she actually wants it right now on this show. Okay, so if we can get her on here, we're working on that. We are going to have a rematch between you and Essie. Here she comes. There she is.
Hello?
Okay. Hi. So, Kennedy, you just hang tight and you just kind of enjoy this battle here. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask some questions, and I'm going to ask you one by one. If you get the question correct, you get a point. If you don't know the answer to the question, you have one ask a friend during this game. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll start with Corina. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to say Karina because I'm...
That's okay.
I'm a white Northeasterner here. Okay, so Karina, question for you. Who was the referee in the match when you two wrestled?
Was it Yanni?
Yes, it was. I knew that too. Yanni Diakonopoulos.
I remember because he saw me get my butt kicked.
I remember when we realized we were wrestling Wyoming Sem, because I was one of the New York coaches, and Esther realized that she was going to wrestle you probably, and Yanni was the ref. She's like, oh, come on. You got to wrestle her with Yanni as my ref? Okay, Karina gets a point. Esther, you're up. What was the result of the match when you wrestled Karina?
I think she teched me in the first round.
Okay, what? Now it goes back to
Did
Karina.
You pin me?
She can steal the point. Karina, what was the result of the match?
Did I pin her?
Yes, you did. You pinned her.
On the other option.
You pinned her.
All I know is that I didn't last to the second period. So.
You did not last to the second period.
That's what I said. All I know is that I didn't.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. Yeah. I think you did defend like one gut, you got back on your feet, and then it was lights out.
You probably just let me back up, Dad. Don't give me that.
All right. Karina, it's back to you now, okay? How did you score the first points of the match against Esther?
A takedown? Like what type of takedown?
What was the takedown?
Was it a sweep single? I don't remember.
I'll give it to you. It kind of looked like a sweep single, but you held onto the arm. It looked like an outside fireman's carry. We'll give it to you. Essie, you're getting pecked again, kid. It's 3-0. This is not going well for you.
Just say the question.
Okay. What was the time of fall when you wrestled Karina?
You really think I'm gonna know that? Like,
it's a question. It's history.
1:30. I don't know.
Karina, do you know?
1:40.
She's being kind to you. It was 50 seconds. 5 seconds.
That's so bad.
Nobody gets a point there. Okay. Now we're going on to a subject that I know you should both be experts in because you both have some TikTok popularity. Esther, what's your TikTok handle?
What up, it's Esther.
Okay. Esther, you're gonna have to get on offense here.
Oh no.
It's coming back to Karina now. Karina, what is the name of the song by Josh685 that so many people are doing dances to right now?
What?
Three seconds.
I have no idea.
Do you know what the guy's last name is, or do you just know Josh1245?
It just says Josh685 on TikTok. I don't know these things.
It's not Josh Richards' song.
Sing it.
No, I don't want to sing it. I don't think I'm thinking of the same song.
Dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun,
I don't
dun,
know.
Dun, oh, I did not know that.
The song is Laxed Siren Beat Loop. Neither of you get a point there. Okay. Coming back to Esther.
You did research for this.
I did research. Esther, what's the name of the popular wrestling thing that that wrestling accounts get added to?
What, the Hype House?
Yes! Ding, 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 ding. That's yeah. The board, 3-1. Only down by a takedown. Back to Karina. What is the name of the hilarious dad who posts facts and funny videos of losing his temper in the kitchen on TikTok?
He's actually not that funny.
It's me.
Oh, really?
My handle is at Tiger Joe Daddy.
That you threw her off with the hilarious part.
Wait, did you know it was me, Esther?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a point there. It's 3-2. Okay, back to Esther. Esther, what is the name of the sisters that are famous on TikTok?
The Blade Sisters? Are you talking about them?
Is that your answer?
Well, there's a bunch of famous sisters that are the D'Amelios.
Yes! Ding, 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 you got it. It's 3-3. Okay, back to... No, none of you have had to phone a friend yet. Back to Karina. Karina, what is the name of the famous TikToker that dated Charli D'Amelio?
Lil Huddy, Chase.
Yes! He gets it. Okay. Coming into the final stretch here, Esther, what is the name of the TikToker that is known for clown makeup and scary videos?
Avani?
Yes! It is tied 4-4. We've got 3 questions left. Okay? Okay. Is it Karina's turn?
Yeah.
Karina, name all 3 Spider-Man actors.
This is random.
You can phone a friend.
This is not TikTok, right?
No, this is not TikTok.
What's his name? Zendaya? Like the new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
Was Zendaya one of them?
Me?
Yep. All three Spider-Men. Yeah,
Tom Holland.
That's the guy's name.
I'm drawing like I know them. The first one was something crap.
Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire.
Andrew Garfield, yeah.
I haven't watched the new Spider-Man movie.
Okay. All right, back to Esther. I think it's you. Who is the most decorated senior level woman of all time?
Adeline Gray.
Wrong.
What?
Karina.
Tamara Stock?
Okay, get a point there. The correct answer is Christy Davis. We are tied 4-4, coming into the final two questions. Karina, how many world gold medals did Adeline Gray win?
Gosh. Was it five?
Did you say five?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Karina takes a 5-4 lead coming into the final question. Esther. Who was Wayne Fish's first famous interview with that went viral? At Fargo 2018.
Gianni?
Yes! It is tied 5-5. Okay, I guess we're gonna have a tiebreaker. Okay, tiebreaker. And if you end up tied, we'll go freestyle rules. Last score wins, which would be Esther. Okay, Esther, what is the Blade's TikTok handle?
They just said it, right? Blades _ sisters.
Is that correct?
Yes.
It's a point. Corina, what is Esther's handle?
What up, it's Esther.
Yeah, that's it.
Final score is, wait, she got last score. Freestyle rules. Criteria. Karina wins 6-6. Esther.
Wait.
What?
You asked her the question last. I guess it's just whoever you asked last.
Are you throwing the brick, Esther?
No.
Esther, I'm sorry you lost the match. Karina wins 6-6 and is now up on you 2-0. If it's a best of three, you have been eliminated. So thank you for joining us, Esther. Say goodbye. Yep. Our friends, Esther, and we will see you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Let's get on. I want to welcome our Facebook audience to ask some questions in the thread for the interview. I will be looking at that. If you have any questions you want to ask the Blade Sisters, I'm going to start with some interview questions. Kennedy and Karina, we do have a few other fun elements we may throw in here, but let's just get to some serious stuff here. Both of you, how and why did you start wrestling?
So we used to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu when we were 4 and 5, and there were many factors as to why we chose wrestling over Jiu-Jitsu, but one of them was at the tournaments, Guarino would lose this wrestler, so we tried wrestling, and then the other was Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu wasn't, like, you couldn't get a scholarship in college, so we switched to wrestling, I think 6 and 7, and we just always wanted, like, we wanted a contact sport, so wrestling was perfect for us.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you started, Kennedy?
I was 7.
7, okay. Karina, how about you? How and why did you start wrestling?
Pretty much the same reason. We go to like the Naga tournament, which is like the, I don't know, I think it might have been the national, maybe state tournament, I don't know, but it was for jiu-jitsu, it was a big tournament. And yeah, I was lost to this one guy, and he happened to be a wrestler too, so we tried wrestling out to see if we can like beat him eventually. So, and then we ended up choosing wrestling over jiu-jitsu.
So it was literally because a guy with a boy with wrestling training was beating you in jiu-jitsu that pulled you out of jiu-jitsu into wrestling. Is that accurate?
I think we just liked wrestling better.
We did both of them. Like, we did both of them for like a year, like for a year. And then we chose, like, eventually chose one.
Gotcha. And what club did you start in? Like, did you, like, when, once you realized you wanted to wrestle, did you, your dad kind of look around and just find a club locally? Or how did that work out?
I think it was kind of local. It was at a, it was like a kids club at a high school, Riverside Brookfield High School.
And
the Bulldogs, yeah.
Was it like a school-based club?
No, it was just like a separate, like, little kids wrestling club.
Okay. So yeah. What moves were you, like, what was the first move that you really caught that you could score with in a match that you were good at?
I think both of us was like the sweep.
Yeah,
the sweep, I think.
Sweep single to the right?
Yeah, probably. Or left, both. Okay. Just the sweep in general was like, gotcha, our go-to move.
So the same move that you took down Esther with, Karina?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, we've got a question coming in from Facebook. Really deep philosophical question, okay? So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what's your favorite quarantine snack?
I really like...
That's a question from Norma Ramos, by the way. Thank you, Norma.
That's my answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Dia. I eat a lot of apples. I know it's not like not unhealthy, but I eat a lot of apples. So.
Oh, that's impressive.
I like making avocado toast. So, yeah.
I guess there's a reason you're national champions, because those two answers I would not expect to hear from 99.99% of young girls your age. What about chocolate? You know, ice cream, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, ice cream too.
All right. Now, of course, we know you wrestle, but do you do any other sports? Or do you enjoy any other sports?
We really like playing volleyball. We used to do volleyball in 7th and 8th grade for our school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then besides that, just jiu-jitsu when we were younger. But, yeah. No.
Okay. Well, now that's something that you and Esther have in common. She still plays volleyball on a varsity team. There's some fear about that being canceled this fall because of the quarantine, but yeah, we're a wrestling and volleyball family. I will tell you, have you seen any of this marble racing on YouTube during the quarantine?
No.
You got to try it with your family. Okay. There's this thing called Marbula One. You go on YouTube, and it's a series of marble races. It's got like a professional announcer. You pick a marble at the beginning of the race, and then that's your marble, right? It's like a horse race, and you cheer for your marble. It sounds really stupid, but it's actually – you wouldn't believe the emotion in my family room at night when we're cheering for our marbles. And we put like a snack on the line, so whoever wins, you know, like a series of races, I go out and get them their favorite snack, which right now is Takis. You ever – try Takis?
Oh, those, I really enjoy those.
That was really good.
But you got to try that. It's a lot more fun than you think. Okay. What do you love about wrestling? Obviously, you've adjusted your whole lives around it. So, you know, what about it do you just feel like, boy, I really love this part of the sport?
I think I love the, like, relationships I made and friendships with, through wrestling, like, and our teams and coaches, and I like to be like growing the sport and inspiring other people to wrestle. I like that about it.
Yeah, I agree with her. I just love making bonds, not just like around the nation, but all over the world. So, and we have like friends all over the world, and like our team, it's they like grow on us, and we're like a family, and it's great having like that type of family team relationship.
Speaking of your team, I just had a question come in from Wyoming Seminary Girls Wrestling. So this is a question from your team. What is your favorite international trip you've been on?
Oh, mine was probably Estonia last year. We all went to Estonia like as a team, and it was really fun. The tournament was like they ran the tournament really well, and we were there for quite a bit of time, so we had time to like explore. And I feel like our team was really close during that trip, so I don't know. I really liked the trip, and our team did very well too. So I miss Estonia.
Karina, is that where the U15 Worlds were?
No, I think that was where Junior Worlds was last year, but it was in U15 Worlds was in Budapest.
Okay.
Hungary. Yeah.
Kennedy, how about you? What was your favorite international trip?
I liked Estonia a lot too, but I also like Sweden, because like especially the camp they run it. Like it's a different, it's just all live wrestling, but there's like the cadets go and then the seniors wrestle, and I like wrestling with the seniors. And it's just awesome wrestling like the best people from all over the world in that camp. So I really like the camp in Sweden.
Was that the Lady Clip-On?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I was there with Joy in 2016. That's a nice little town there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get to go to, what's the name of that city? Is it Copenhagen in Denmark?
We did. I think we stayed the night there, I'm pretty sure.
Did you get to walk in the city at all?
We drove through it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool city. Okay, I got other stuff coming in from Facebook here. Apparently, I yell really loud. That's a comment from my wife. So sorry about that, Heidi. I've let the nation down. I will restrain my voice a little bit. Okay. Question from Nikki Macaluso. Sophia and Mia Macaluso's mom. Those of you that know them, they're both also national champions. We interviewed them last week. Question. What is your favorite part about being back home, and what do you miss most about Wyoming Sem? Maybe Kennedy, we'll start with you.
My favorite part about being at home is definitely being able to hang out with my family a lot more, because at SEM we don't see them for a while, especially since it's a boarding school and we live very far away. And at SEM I miss my team, my teammates, because like not only is it my teammates, but we go to school with them, so we sometimes study together, we eat together, we wrestle together, and I just miss all my friends and my team.
Does that definitely feel like a family to you?
Yeah, definitely.
I think being back home, I enjoy hanging out with my family. I definitely miss that. And I miss just like being able to drive through the city of Chicago. So that's nice. And then I definitely miss the team and just having them there, because we lived with them. So we did everything together. We'd go to like the store if we needed something, or practice and eat together. So I miss that.
Can we circle back to the topic of international wrestling? And I'd like to hear, what are some things you've learned in training and competing against other countries?
I definitely learned that all the countries have a different style. So like the Europeans like working upper body, the Japanese are very technical and stay in good position all the time. And like we're very conditioned, us Americans. So I just learned that there's definitely more than just one style, and their culture too. Sometimes like when we go to these different countries, like we eat how they eat, we train how they train in these camps. So it's awesome just being able to learn, not through like just the internet, but physically.
Yeah.
Watching the Japanese team warm up, that was super impressive.
Yeah. They are.
Just how loud they were. Yeah. All right, Karina, how about you? What have you learned from wrestling in other countries?
I think I've learned to like not stop moving and don't like leave the score on the ref, because I feel like we get cheated out a lot. I don't know, like USA wrestlers do. And I also learned that they wrestle like every country wrestles differently. Yeah, we all have our own, like they all have their own styles and the way they wrestle. So.
Yeah, I think the anti-American sentiment is real.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's easy to feel, like, am I being biased, or am I just, paranoid? But I think there's enough evidence to say that what you said is right. You know, you can't leave it on the ref when you're wrestling internationally, and you got to score points, right?
Yeah.
Talk about, did you ever get any jitters when you would like wrestle a certain country and feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to wrestle somebody from this program or that country? Does that ever enter your mind, or did you just ignore the singlet?
I definitely just ignore the singlet. You know, like, just like, so we obviously know that Japanese women's wrestling is the best in the world right now, and some people get psyched out, but I honestly really don't. I just go out there and wrestle. Like, I know I'm prepared, I'm ready, I trained, so I just ignore it. I don't really think anything.
Yeah, my dad and like my coaches, they say to don't worry about like what country's on their singlet, just they're just another wrestler, and we've trained for to compete, so just wrestle,
right? So let me get in your head a little bit and ask Kennedy, you're coaching Kennedy Blades, okay? You're cornering Kennedy Blades. What are you telling Kennedy Blades before she steps out on the mat?
Before she steps on the mat? I'll just tell her to stay in good position, you know, pace yourself, keep attacking, you know, just don't worry about the score. Like, don't worry about if she takes you down or you take her down, just always keep scoring, because if you keep moving your feet and working on scoring points, then you'll win. So just keep wrestling.
Yeah, good advice for any wrestler. Karina, how about you? You're coaching Karina Blades. What does Coach Karina say to Karina?
I probably say to don't try and like keep a lead. I just say, just try and like score as many points as you can. And if they score first, like, it doesn't matter. You have the rest of the match to score and get on, you know, and win. And I say, try and break her or anyone in front of you. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to throw in a segment here just to have a little fun and pick it up a little bit. We do a segment called Would You Rather? So you know how it works, right? I ask a question and you just tell me what you would rather pick between the two options. I will start with Karina. Would you rather wrestle a female version of Kyle Dake or Jordan Burroughs?
Probably Jordan Burroughs.
If you could stop and double.
Wait, a female version of Jordan Burroughs?
Yeah, like, you know, they got the same game. Same dominance, but
probably Kyle Dake. Jordan Burroughs, his doubles are probably hurt me.
Yeah, he's got a pretty tough offense to stop. Kennedy, how about you? Who are you picking?
Probably because Kyle Dake is very good at defense.
Yeah, he does.
Actually, yeah. No, I think Kyle Dake, probably.
We both picked Dake. Now,
yeah.
I won't tag him in this because, you know, I don't know if you heard his little smackdown with Jordan Burroughs on Slow Wrestling. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He's pretty big on himself, so I wouldn't tell him that you would both rather wrestle him. You think you do better against Dake than Burroughs. We'll keep that a secret. All right, Kennedy, would you rather have Serena Williams' career or Scarlett Johansson?
Probably Serena Williams. Yeah.
You ever play tennis?
No. Well, but that doesn't count.
You have a budding Wii tennis career. You could fall back on wrestling if it doesn't work out for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Karina, question for you. Would you rather have Jaden Cox or The Rock in your corner next Fargo?
Jaden Cox.
Not picking The Rock, huh? You know he wrestled, right?
Like real wrestling?
I don't know. He at least did that fake stuff. All right, let's see. Oh, let's do one of these fun ones here. Okay, Kennedy. Let's see. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
I think be able to talk to animals just to know how they're feeling and doing. You know?
Wait, you want to find out how they're doing?
Yeah.
I think they'd be like, I'm hungry, I want food.
Like my dog and my tortoise. Just I don't know.
Wait, hang on. Did you just say tortoise?
Yeah, I have a tortoise.
Okay, do tell. Tell us about the tortoise.
I think, well, he's really big. Not big, but like really big. He's 3 years old, I think. Or, no, wait. I think 3 or 4. And his name is Quicksilver. He's a guy. And he doesn't, he gets like annoyed. I could tell.
So, he's got like a personality.
He eats a lot. Like,
he gets upset at you?
Like, I try to pet him. I just want.
Right, do you ever feel in danger from your tortoise? Like, oh my gosh, he's mad at me.
And he likes to eat dandelions. That's like his favorite.
Dandelions. Yeah. Wow. So now if you've got this power, you could talk to, wait, what's your tortoise's name again?
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver or Cliff Silver?
Yeah, Quick.
Like the superhero.
Yeah.
So you can talk to Quicksilver. You can get inside his head. What do you think he's saying to you? I'm a dandelion.
I don't know. Probably.
Give it to me or I'm going to chase you down, which would take him about half an hour.
He's actually pretty fast.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's not slow.
He's got like a good shot, like he can score on you.
Probably a little single, but I don't know.
Hey, we've got a question coming in here. This is from Heidi Joe Lewandowski. I think I know who that is. She says, What's the worst ref call you can remember?
There's been some bad ones to see, Aquina, I think.
Are they all overseas, or they happen in country?
Actually, no. Well, I mean, it's kind of my fault too, but like when I, no, yeah. So it was in, I forgot where, but it was definitely in a different country. Oh, it was in Estonia, but it was during a duel that we had. It was Estonia versus SEM, Wyoming Seminary Women's. And I think I took a shot and she like threw me over like a chest lock, but I kept the legs and I bridged and I kept the legs. So it would have been mine 4, but they gave the other girl 4. So
you think it should have been 4-0 or 4-2 for you?
4-0 because she was like pinned. But then they kept blowing the whistle and stuff. So
they blew it off. You gotta keep your composure, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What about you, Karina? Any thoughts there? Any memories?
I don't know if this is my worst. I can't really think. But I remember in Russia, I was wrestling, I think in the semis, against a girl that I wrestled probably a couple times before.
Yeah.
And I forgot what happened. Oh, they like my back is pretty like bendy. So like she kind of threw me, but we were out of bounds. So it should have been, I mean, I pushed her out, and then she kind of threw me, but I didn't, like, expose at all, and they, like, reviewed it, and they gave her 4 at first, but then they eventually took back the points, but they still gave her a point as if, like, she won the challenge, so, like, she still got a point from it, and then I ended up losing by a point, so I remember that call. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, there's some straight-up bizarre calls when I watch international wrestling, and... No, you're right. You just got to keep your composure and just keep scoring points, right? Okay, we got another question. This one is from Alejandro Ramos.
That's my uncle.
Hi, Theo. Okay. That's my uncle.
All right, so you know what's coming here. Okay. You got a would you rather question, okay? Would you rather wrestle a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
What? You would ask that question.
That's good. I need to have this guy write some would you rather questions for me in future shows. Okay, so this is an interview. You have to answer the question.
I think a horse-sized duck because because he, first of all, his, I mean, I guess his wings. No, well, actually, I don't know, but I think I can like probably like low single or sweep.
Actually, analyzing how she takes it down. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
I think I can score.
So you would, you would wrestle the horse-sized duck with, and your attack would be a sweep single. All right, Karina, you got to answer 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck.
Probably, yeah, a horse-sized duck. I don't think I could take 100 of them, so probably just one.
Oh. Yeah, I think you wrestled 100 horse-sized ducks. What? No, duck-sized horses. That was it. I think it would feel very inhumane because I would just be like stomping them all.
Yeah, I feel bad.
I'm like killing all these little horses, stomping on them. That ain't right. I can put that image in my head, Alejandro. Well, seriously, thanks for the question. Okay, let's get back to a serious question here. When you look for inspiration, what comes to mind? Or who comes to mind?
Well, when I look for inspiration, honestly, I just think about my goals. Like, I know where I want to be. Like, my biggest goal is to be an Olympic champion. But, like, if I really need inspiration, I just think about how hard I've worked and how, like, who's helped me throughout this process. And, like, a lot of people made sacrifices, especially my parents, to help me get to where I am. So I just take, like, a step back and think.
So you think that gratitude that you have, even for those who have sacrificed for your career, does that inspire you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the same thing. I don't think it's one specific person. I think a lot of people have helped and, yeah, made a lot of sacrifices. My parents especially, and worked hard to help me get to where I am. And I don't know, I feel like I get inspired by like stories that I like wrestling stories or in general any stories, and like I admire people's like wrestling styles, but I don't think it's one person. But
do you watch any of those flow wrestling documentaries?
Yeah, with my dad.
Do you have a favorite one of those?
Well, a very interesting one I think is Carrie Collapse.
Yeah,
how many times he got screwed over. That was crazy.
I felt mad and sad when I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Really bad.
But have you ever met him?
I don't think.
Wait, I don't know. Probably at a camp. Probably Olympic Training Center. I forgot. Okay. I think we have.
I haven't personally met him, but my friend Wayne Fish has.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the benefits of having a sister that wrestles, especially you're both elite, you know, you're both high level?
I think some benefits are we push each other, and we help each other, like, if we're feeling down or something, we pick each other back up. And I think we also support each other. Like, if one succeeds and the other wants to, like, especially when we were on the same world team. Well, yeah. We were on world teams the same year. We both worked hard to try to be champions. Obviously, she's a world champ, you know. But, I fell short. But just having a sister, it's awesome because you can drill together, lift together, and just help each other succeed.
Yeah. Yeah, because we grew up like drilling with each other. We'd go in our basement and drill like the same move 100 times, and just having her there, and we could work out together, cut weight together, I guess. And then we'd kind of just, compete kind of against, like, we just want to be the best, and then that'd help both of us reach our goals.
That's got to be a really special thing and just make the journey even sweeter, just have all these memories together. I mean, to make the world team the same year, that has to be really special for you.
Yes.
Best win, toughest loss.
I think best one for me was probably, I mean, it, I think I had the best feeling, not like the hardest match. I can't remember a hardest match that I won, but I think the best one is probably the IKWF state boys state tournament, the finals. When I won that, I got a standing ovation, and that was just awesome. Yeah. And then toughest loss, I think, was, I don't know, it was either Worlds this year, or like when I was at Worlds, Cadet Worlds, like against the Sweden girl, or it was against Macy Kilty. But I knew, like, when I lost, I knew she was going to win Worlds, so I had a lot of
faith. Macy match, did you do one that who's number one?
The World Team Trials.
Oh, World Team Trials. Oh, the best of three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are
kind of
hard, but yeah.
How about you, Karina? Best wins, best loss.
My best win, or I like Kennedy said, I think it was the best feeling probably when we had the world duels at our, like, at Wyoming Seminary. We in the finals we were against Team Russia, and it was against the same girl that I actually wrestled in Russia. This is like probably my third time wrestling her, so I had to wrestle her, and I like won like the last second, like the very last second, and everyone just, like, my whole team was there for me, and like they were all so happy. So I think that was probably, and it was also like at my school, so everything, the whole atmosphere was really nice. And then my hardest loss, I can't remember. I mean, I know. Eighth grade year at IKWF State, I lost in the semis by a point. It was 1-0, and I lost that. And I could have been one, like, the second girl to make it to win IKWF State, but I lost like 5 points. So, and then after that, I think my mindset wasn't really there. So I think after that loss, it was pretty hard. So, yeah.
Now you're both ranked number one in the country. You both got all these accolades. Do you feel any pressure? Extra pressure, you know, going into tournaments, you're seeded first, especially in country, right? You're wrestling at Fargo or, you know, any national event, you're probably going to be seeded number one. So do you feel any pressure on you that you're supposed to win, and how do you deal with that pressure? That's probably a unique pressure most people don't have to deal with. So just interesting to hear your response to that.
Yeah, I do feel a little pressure. I mean, because obviously, like, people will expect like number one seed to win, but I don't think I feel really pressured, because I know I feel very confident, because I know I prepared very well. But it does get like a little, you know, like if you, like, sometimes when I get taken down and I shouldn't have gotten taken down or something, it does get a little scary, but then I just reset. Just being, and then internationally, it's kind of a little bit of pressure, because you don't know who's going to come at you. I mean, for women's wrestling high school, you kind of know like who you're going to wrestle.
Right.
It's a growing sport, but it's not so big to the point where you're not going to see someone's just going to come at you. So, but I mean, it depends. Like, nationally, I'm not really pressured at all, but sometimes internationally, I feel a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I feel pressure kind of sometimes. Yeah, depending on the tournament. But I really, it kind of just goes away when I start wrestling. Like, it's just another wrestling match. So, but yeah, I do feel it. I feel it sometimes, like, leading up to the tournament, but then once I wrestle, it's kind of just goes away.
Got some questions coming in from Wyoming Sem's Facebook account. This first one's for Kennedy. They asked, how did it feel to win the match that sealed the duel against Russia, not once, but twice, once at Sem and then once in Russia?
I definitely remember the one at Sem. There was, like, so I honestly, I was so lost. I think I went to go use the bathroom, and then I didn't even realize I was up in like two matches, so I had to hurry, and I like try to warm up super quickly, and I mean, I just remember my coach Chad telling me, like, just go out there and wrestle, you know. I mean, he told me that, like, it kind of all depended on me. But, I mean, honestly, just went in one ear, out the other, because I was focusing. And then when I won and everyone was really excited, I was kind of confused because, like, I was like, wait, what? But then I realized that, like, because, like, I won that match, we won the whole thing, so I got super excited and happy. And then the one in Russia, so the girl I wrestled, I think, so I had beaten her in Sweden, I lost to her in Estonia, and then I wrestled her again in Russia, and, I remember Coach Aaron Vandiver telling me, like, just trying to help me focus and stuff. And I just remember, like, her words, like, really inspired me to just go out there and just, you know, wrestle. And once, like, when I got my hand raised, because I feel like when you're in a match, you don't really pay attention to anything. Like, I don't even really hear my coaches coaching me. But then when I won and, like, Aaron gave me a hug and stuff, I was really excited and happy because, you know. Honestly,
what was her name?
What happened?
The Russian, what was her name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really remember. No.
Okay, good. Well, tell you what, we're going to do one more little fun segment, and then we have a few more questions from Facebook, and then we'll button it up, okay? Okay, this is a segment called Do You Remember? I want to see how sharp your memories are about your own gosh. Okay? So we're going to keep score, and there is another... There is another crayon ring made by my son on the line here. Okay. Okay, Kennedy, you're up first. We're going back to 2011, New Way Nationals. Do you remember what weight class you wrestled in 2011?
I think 85. 95?
Really, you're only about 30 pounds off. You wrestled 58 pounds in the 7-8 division in
2008. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm gonna give you another chance.
Okay.
You were eliminated. You actually went, looks like you went 2 and out. Okay. You were eliminated by a boy. Do you remember his name or do you remember the score?
I don't. And the boy, I don't know his name. I don't remember.
Okay. You lost to Noah Miss from Griffin.
Noah
5-4.
Noah Miss. 5-4.
Okay. Karina, you're up. In 2012, you wrestled at the Girls Folk Style Nationals. Looks like you took first. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What weight class were you?
2012. Probably 80 pounds.
Only
if I was 58, it's 2011.
55 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to give you another chance. Okay, I mentioned you won that tournament. Who did you wrestle in the finals to win the girls' folk style? I'm assuming it was a schoolgirl or one of those age division ones. Who did you wrestle in the finals? You beat her. Well, give me her name, and I'll give you an extra point if you can tell me the score. And I'll give you a hint. I think you know her.
No.
The score probably like 6-2 maybe, and the girl I have no idea.
You won 11-2 over a girl named Reese Laramendi.
Oh my gosh, Reese!
What?
She's
yes.
Like,
she on your team?
Yeah, we're really.
Maybe you both forgot that, but you beat her 11-2 in 2012. Congratulations. Okay, going back to Kennedy, we're going to 2012 in the tournament Pinning Down Autism.
Oh my God.
What place did you take? 2012.
I don't think I won it. So probably third.
You did not win it, what'd you say?
Third.
Close, you took fourth. Fourth. Okay. No points yet, by the way. This is 0-0 going into the period. All right, Karina. Let's see. Let me see here. I got. Okay. Okay. This is good. In let's go at conflict at Carver in 2017. You took first place. And in the first round, you beat a wrestler that currently wrestles for McKendree University. What was her name? And what was the score?
I know. I remember what she looks like. She's blonde. That's all I know.
That's right. She's blonde. You're on the right track.
Goes to McKendree. Not Felicity. No, not Felicity.
She looks like Felicity.
Yeah, I forgot her name. I don't know her name. And you the
beat score? Carly Valeroy.
Oh, Carly. Yeah, I remember that.
8-0.
Okay.
Boy, this is. You guys are getting stumped here. All right.
Yeah, we're really.
If you get a point here, you win the crayon ring. Okay. Okay. So, let's see. 2019 Fargo Finals. Now you wrestled.
Oh.
Yeah, you wrestled cadet and junior finals, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about. Well, I'm not sure what division we're talking about here, but I guess if you can name the wrestler that you wrestled in the finals. At 164, then I will give you a point.
Oh, well, okay, so Tristan Cully for juniors, and then...
Okay, it was cadet.
Wait, that was cadet?
No, Tristan was junior. I'm saying the answer that I have here is the cadet winner.
Something hubby?
No.
Wait, no.
You can phone a friend. You can use your sister here.
She commented on our TikTok. I don't know her name though.
Do you know the result?
Do I? I think it was a tech.
Okay. So far, no correct answers. Do you remember what sport it was that
wait,
you beat
it
her
was
in?
A... Wait, what?
What sport was it that you beat her in?
Wrestling?
Yes! You win! You win the ring! Kennedy! And Karina have won crayon rings made by my son. They will be mailed to you, and you may enjoy them at a future time. Okay, let's get back to buttoning up this interview. We got a few questions that came in on Facebook, and then we'll wrap this up. Okay, next question from Facebook. Again, a very serious philosophical question. Who is your favorite person to make TikToks with? Now, of course, it's each other, right? But is there anybody else?
Maddie. I like making them with my little brother and this Maddie Welland. She's a wrestler that goes to Santa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's a really good dancer. So I like making TikToks with her.
All right. How about you, Kennedy?
Yeah, the same. Exactly. All right. Maddie and her brother.
Let's see. Someone, Herrera Cinderella, do you know who
my
that
mom
is? It's my mom.
Okay. She made a comment and about you, Ken, I think about both of you, and said horrible memory with laughing emojis, so just so you know. Okay, I think I missed. Okay, here we go. This is the last question I see on Facebook. Favorite takedowns. What's your favorite takedown?
I think mine is the sweep.
Yeah, mine's a sweep. Yeah, definitely a sweep.
All right.
Those are fun. Yeah.
You mean the one that you took my daughter down with and eventually? But again, you had the arm, so it was like a, it was like an outside fireman's carry. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Plans after high school. I'm kind of coming in for a landing here. What are you looking forward to? Do you have any thoughts, or is that like in a secret vault with the nuclear codes? Because everybody wants you, you know, everybody wants you wrestling for them, right?
Yeah. Well, after wrestling, you said, or after?
No, like after high school. Do you have any post high school plans?
Definitely want to try to make some senior world teams and Olympic teams, and go to college and wrestle in college. And my sister and I are open to like all colleges, okay. So, and have an academic career for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I imagine you're gonna have like probably a perpetual vacation doing campus visits for like a long time when that season comes. You're only sophomore, so that'll probably start like about a year from now, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all college coaches that are watching, you heard it here. They want to wrestle in college. So you can communicate with them by getting your own TikTok account and leaving comments in their TikTok videos. One final question. I always like to ask this, especially to, you know, young women like yourselves who, you know, have taken the journey of wrestling and have already accomplished so much. There's a lot of young girls starting wrestling now. You know that the numbers are staggering when it comes to the growth of women's wrestling at every level, high school, college, et cetera, even youth wrestling. So, you know, I know it's already happened with you and it's going to happen even more so in the future. Young girls, they look up to you. They're going to be looking up to you. You're their heroes. You're their role models. What would you say to, you know, I've got an 11-year-old daughter who wrestles. What would you say to young wrestlers today who are looking forward to, you know, continuing in this sport?
Well, I would say it's honestly an amazing sport and there are so many opportunities and there are going to be some bumps in the road. You know, you're going to win some and lose some, but just keep working hard and you'll definitely get to where you are, because all my accomplishments and everywhere I've traveled and stuff, it's definitely worth the hard work.
Yeah.
You know, Kennedy, I just want to point something out too. We had that game a second ago. Do you remember? And neither of you remember much of anything about your past wrestling careers. And, you know, I mean, we're joking about it, but truth be told, you know how like serious some people take youth wrestling, and you know, you need to put your heart into it and work hard. And I'm not down on that, but making it so important that it like devastates you if you lose, or, you know, I don't know, it just consumes you win or loss. I think the fact that you can't remember some of those apparent big losses you had in your youth career does say something about how just sticking it out in wrestling, that stuff goes away and eventually, you know, you keep working hard and you'll reach your goals.
Yep, definitely.
Go ahead, Karina.
I'd say the same thing and also to like not stop and like don't get discouraged by what people may think of you wrestling. And I say like expect like the sacrifices. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Expect the sacrifices and the work that you're gonna have to put in, and but everything's gonna be worth it after.
Great advice, girls. Well, I really appreciate the time. You know, you've spent a lot of time on this interview. Appreciate you being good sports and having fun with some of the games. And you know, I find both of you young women, you know, really mature, you know, to be able to have an adult conversation and answer some of these tough questions and think on your feet the way you do. There's a lot more to the Blade Sisters in wrestling. And, you know, I know I and my family admire you and what you're doing. You know, even though, Karina, you pinned my daughter last fall, we've forgiven you for that. And then you beat her again today in a trivia game. We also forgive you for that. Joking aside, we appreciate you. We're rooting for you. We thank you for the time. Your crayon rings will be coming. I'll also be sending you some AWWTs. And I gave you some homework assignments. We want to see Karina sing on TikTok. That's got to happen. Okay. And also you have to do a marble race on YouTube.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for your time. please thank your dad for me. I really enjoyed this, and I think a lot of people enjoyed this and are inspired by your answers to the questions. So thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Until next time.
Yep.
This is AWW Radio, and we are out.
Thanks for listening to AWW Radio.